Hey, America!
Start listening now.
Yeah. All right. It's almost here. Eurovision is next week, you guys, and we got to get our predictions in. I predict that the theme music is about to start playing. Knew it. Freaking knew it. And welcome to another clairvoyant episode of 12 Points from America, your favorite Eurovision podcast. Yes, it is. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Liz.
Danny has once again absconded and abandoned us.
He's retreated into the void from whence he came. Yeah.
Rude.
He'll be back. I imagine once we get to live shows and stuff, we'll start seeing him again. And he'll be around. You know how it goes. So, welcome to pre-Eurovision week. This is exciting. This is where the betting odds actually start to mean something. Maybe.
Start to mean something.
Let's see. But I hadn't looked at the betting odds in a while because, like, who cares? But there certainly seems to be a song with momentum now.
Yeah.
Which is Felto.
Weird little guy.
Our favorite weird little guy of the year.
Mm-hmm. Also up to ninth, Italy, because that's totally gonna.
I mean, it's weird because, you know, at this point we are hearing news about the semifinalists. We have not heard about the staging or any decisions for the automatic qualifiers. But by the time you at home hear this, you probably will have more information. So hi from the past.
Hi.
Hi.
We are starting to get little snippets of things, you know, in our live blogs and some of the first look photos from some of the countries. We have most of the first look photos aside from the last half of semi two. Mm-hmm. I think those are the only ones we haven't seen first look photos for yet, but we're starting to see little hints at what we might be getting on stage, which is exciting. Both hints from the artist and some off stage. They've been doing some just little reels on YouTube about they've just gotten off stage from their first rehearsal and some kind of hot takes, quick reactions, little teasers, sometimes just in the moment responses. So starting to get a feel for maybe some of the costumes, although we know at this point that is all subject to change. You know, delegations will often try different looks before they land on the thing they like best. But yeah.
I think there's one piece of costume news that's particularly worth discussing/celebrating.
Say more.
Do tell.
The bees are back, babies. I actually, it's weirder when they're adults. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they reverted to the yellow and black, but we're of course talking about Georgia's Bisgebi. Yeah, we're not talking about
Viva Moldova.
No. Yeah, I was gonna say
for Lithuania.
Yeah, Lilaika is all in bee costume now. It's both. An cute little callback if you know what you're calling back to, but if you don't, they're just in a very, very bright, very impactful outfit. So I don't know. I don't know if it's too on the nose, but then again, they are still called the Wasps. So I guess it makes sense.
And it seems like from the first look photos that they have kind of a cool, like, superhero sort of thing going on in the background of their on the projection. So we'll see what that plays out to be.
I will say I do have a bit of pause, though. The fact that, I mean, granted, we've only seen like three photos at this point.
Yep.
My concern, and if you go back to our reviews that I kind of aired this, is the fact that the two Mariams, I was hoping that they would have some sort of differentiation in their costumes so you can really kind of tell them apart. But seems like they're in the same costume. So that's
virtually indistinguishable from one another.
Same face, all of it.
Yeah. So I wish they would have had more individuality and space to shine instead of it just being Georgie and the girls.
I mean, one of them doesn't even sing much on her own. Like, it's a weird arrangement in terms of how the vocals are being shared. I don't know. I'm getting a little worried about it, to be honest with you.
To be honest.
All right. Did you guys see there was also kind of an interesting interview with everyone's pal, mine and yours, Martin Green.
Say more.
Talking a little bit about a few things. He had some juicy things to to say, but I want to highlight one in particular that I thought was kind of amusing. He was asked, basically, what about, you know, we all know what they're talking about here, but they asked him, well, what if we just exclude countries that are at war, you know, because it's united by music or whatever, why don't we just do that? This was his response. Any proposal that would lead to the exclusion or punishment of Ukraine is unacceptable to us. I think that's an interesting response. And that's all. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That feels like dodging the question, kind of.
It's dodging part of the question.
There are multiple questions going on at any given moment. That is certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm. He also spoke rather firmly about the enforcement of like governments getting involved and things like that, to the point where he said, like, I think we've been too lenient on that in the last few years.
You think?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. So I don't know. They seem pretty serious. Let's see what happens, I guess.
Get that finger ready to start waving.
Mm-hmm. One of my concerns was the new rules was like, okay, we're not allowing this, this, and this. It didn't go into explain, okay, what if we do it anyway? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, we might find out in a few weeks.
I hope we don't. I mean, I hope we don't.
No, yeah.
But, and has there ever been, Sam, has there ever, I think I know the answer to this, but has there ever been like a, well, this country did this stupid thing, so we're deducting them 20 points?
I think actually something like that may have happened. I want to say it was Croatia 99, I think. They had a song called Maria Magdalena, which, if I remember correctly, had at the time you had to have all of your vocals be live, like backing around vocals had to be live. Mm-hmm. And there was a synthesizer sound that they used in the instrumentation of the song that was too, it shaded a little bit too close to actual vocals. And it was ruled, I believe, after the fact. I need to look this up to be absolutely positive.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So again, this is Wikipedia, but it's a decent summary of what happened. It was discovered that offstage accompaniment in the form of vocals by a male voice choir not present on stage had been used during Doris Dragovich's performance. Consequently, Croatia faced a penalty in the form of 1/3 deduction from its average marks.
Hmm.
No deductions were made to the song itself, and thus the song's placement in the competition accurately reflects the points that it was awarded.
Wait, so what was...
Yeah, what was the penalty then?
What, Sam?
I am trying to find out what exactly happened. This is not one that I watched day of. This is before I had access to it.
I guess all of this to say, I feel like point penalties are a thing that could be looked into.
Mm.
If, you know, if we're going to say, okay, yeah, you promoted this illegally or something like that. I mean, I feel like it has to be something like that or you're just disqualified.
Yeah, I mean, but like, who do you punish? Do you punish the artist of the like retroactively, or the country/artist retroactively, or do you punish them into the future? That seems unfair because it wasn't the infraction of the next artist, you know. And by then, the contest is already over and the damage has been done. I don't know. Eh.
Okay, here it is. So at the time, countries were relegated depending on their placement in a previous contest. So Croatia was sanctioned by the EBU with a loss of 33% of its points for the purpose of calculating average points for following contests. It didn't affect what the actual score was in the contest. It was more, would that potentially affect you moving forward when it came to relegation? However, the song came in fourth place. It wasn't.
Oops.
It really didn't affect anything in the long run. You know, we're not working with a system anymore of relegation or anything like that. So I don't know what sort of punitive, you know, what kind of punishment would be applicable nowadays.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're at the FA stage potentially we get to the FO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that'll be exciting. All right, let's predict some stuff. Why don't we?
I like stuff.
I do like stuff. I predict that we're going to predict some. Where do we want to start?
Why don't we kind of go regionally and kind of break things down, and then we'll kind of ramp up to the big stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Let's look at regions. How do we think out of the Nordic countries, your Denmarks, your Finlands, your Norways, your Swedens, who do you think is going to be top out of that group?
Oh God. Starting off nice and simple, like you said.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think there are three top tens there. I think there are two potential winners there.
Mm.
What's going to finish highest?
Yeah. I mean, I keep kind of vacillating back and forth between Finland and Denmark.
Yeah. I feel like Denmark is going to score a little better with the jury, but I feel like Finland will do better with the televote.
You see, I think it's the other way around.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I think it'll do better with the semifinal televote than it will. I mean, sorry, Finland will do better with the semifinal televote than they'll do with the final televote.
Yes. Agreed. Possible. I'm thinking a lot about what happened with Finland last year with why can I never remember her name?
Erica Vickman.
Thank you.
Erica Vickman.
All I can see is like dominatrix in my head. And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't kink shame on the show. But I never remember her name. Anyway, but I think about like how much momentum she had coming into the final and how much love that I think some of us who were taking audience polls saw on site or heard on site from people who were really, really excited and then just kind of fell off points wise in the televote when it actually came to brass tacks. I wonder if the same thing could happen here.
Those exit polls really made it seem like it'd be a two-way battle between Finland and Sweden again. Mm-hmm. And then it just wasn't.
Yeah. And neither of them really did spectacular in the televote. Last year's televote is so weird.
Incredibly weird. Yes.
In that not a lot of countries got a lot of points. When you compare it to like 2024, where there were three or four countries that all got a ton. Croatia, Switzerland, obviously, then Israel and Ukraine. They all got a crap ton of points. But so many things underperformed last year.
Yeah.
It seemed like we would have a setup like that. I feel like it seems like we should have one this year as well. But I don't know. Is it going to be more like last year or the year before? Hard to say.
I think there's a few factors that are different this year. We can get into this a little bit later, but I think with the changes to the jury, that's something to consider because I see a lot of predictions online and people are talking about, oh, this will be a jury favorite. And I'm thinking, but the juries are different now. And I don't know how much different they are. We're going to have to wait and see what that actually means.
Yeah.
Very true.
What are the larger and on average younger juries look like? What do they do differently? Where are they getting their people from?
Yeah, and without getting too much ahead of ourselves, I feel like if you asked me, if nothing had changed with the juries and you asked me who's going to win the jury vote, the answer would be fairly obvious. And now I'm not so sure. I think there's a few that could easily rise to the top, depending on what their rubric is.
When you say fairly obvious, which one are you thinking?
Oh, France.
Oh, right. Forgot about France.
Like when we were looking through this, I'm like, France just seems like the most obvious choice to win the jury. And now I'm like, well, maybe not. Mm. And we'll get into that later.
Yeah. More on that later.
Yeah.
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 More on that later. I think we haven't seen staging yet. I don't know what's going to happen. My gut tells me Finland only because, and we'll get more into that a little bit later, but that's just sort of where my mind is. I could easily see Denmark crushing it and Finland coming like sixth.
Mm-hmm. Same.
We saw some interest, at least I spotted some interesting things in the pictures that we got, the sneak peek pictures from Finland. I noted that it appeared that Linda's violin was mic'd. She was wearing a visible mic pack, receiver pack on the back of her dress. The violin itself had a microphone on. So I'm curious to see if she received her dispensation for live instrumentation.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
They approve that she'll have a master's degree.
Well, I think it maybe changes the game a little bit for Finland.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think she goes from she goes from being a prop to being a participant in what's really happening there, not just a piece of furniture.
Even though part of me is thinking if the EBU does not allow it and she still had the mic pack and the microphone on, is it a meta prop then?
Sure. Mm.
Like people thinking this is live, that it's not.
This gal's a phony. Derek, what were you going to say?
I was just thinking, like, and this, again, this kind of get to that jury question. If she's allowed to perform that live and she, you know, absolutely crushes it, I think that's a huge game changer for them. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just him singing and her looking regal on stage with a violin.
Yeah. I mean, think about, like, Dami Im and how she would play with the vocals, particularly at the end. Mm. And every time it got more spectacular. If she's live and can ad lib a little bit, whew.
Yeah, I mean, authenticity and that sort of organic nature is definitely, I mean, Damium is a great example. My brain also goes to Oit Lepland back in 2012 when he would sing Kula differently every single time and everybody had chills every single time. But we'll have to wait until we see, you know, those of us who are lucky enough to be able to see multiple dress rehearsals. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to compare. Is this live? Is she riffing? Is this piped in, or is this actually the genuine article?
Feels like someone should ask them the question so they can be answered, but in due time. Yeah. I think if she's able to perform live, that puts Finland ahead, I think, pretty comfortably. Without that, I think it's neck and neck with Denmark. I think Sweden is going to do fine. Probably top 10, probably not top 5 is where I'm at with it.
About the same.
Yep. And Norway is fine.
I still like it.
I could see a scenario where they don't qualify at all.
Oh yeah. I don't think it's a sure thing at all.
Yeah, agreed. But I still
wouldn't mind.
One in this group I'm on the fence about qualifying.
Yeah.
He's closing the show, right?
He is.
In the semi, yeah.
That's no guarantee, though.
No, it's not.
No.
All right. So shall we hop from the Nordics over to the Baltics, then? Our Baltic trio.
Yeah.
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, if you don't remember your European geography. In which case, if you don't know your European geography, then good on you for holding on so long to a Eurovision podcast.
Yeah, maybe keep watching more Eurovisions. You'll get it. Yeah. I'm going to make a bold... this isn't a prediction so much as a concern. I think I'm a little concerned we're going to go 0-3.
For qualification?
Really?
That is not out of the realm of possibility for me. But I think if any one of the three were to break through to the finals, I think it would be Lithuania.
Agreed.
Yep. Agreed.
Yep.
Even though Latvia, I think, is lovely, but it's been completely overshadowed, which is a shame.
Yeah. Mm. It seemed like from our first looks that we were getting something similar to what we had at the national final thematically, but possibly with some props. But we don't have a ton to look at there from Lithuania yet.
From the pictures, it looks exactly the same. Unless it's just national final stuff.
Yeah, the giant suit.
Mm-hmm.
That he gets out of. Mm. He walks like a robot. There's nothing on stage. And
they
talking about there being like a kinetic sculpture or something. And I'm like, yeah,
Well, if it's in part of the performance they're not showing yet. I mean, that's kind of par for the course for these things sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
He seemed to be pretty tight-lipped in his first rehearsal recording. I mean, we know that he was silver, obviously, but not a ton more than that.
Mm.
Does seem to still have some buzz around it. So,
You know who else has buzz?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Are we basically on the same page then when it comes to the Baltics?
I think so.
All right. Let's bump this up to hard mode then. We'll go from the Baltics to the Balkans. And we're not just talking just former Yugoslav states here. We're talking the entire region. So that's Albania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Montenegro, Romania, Serbia.
I mean, Greece is going to have the best result of any of these. I don't think there's any question about that.
I think it'll be Greece. However,
Romania. Yes.
Yeah, Romania would be.
It's in there with a shot. Yeah.
The live blog seemed to suggest that her first rehearsal was A+. Like they said, she could put this on stage next week and it would be wonderful. Like it was.
Well, that's good because she is putting it on stage next week.
I mean, but like rehearsal that happened this week, if that was performed during the semifinals, like zero notes, this is great.
If she had to pull a Dolly Freyer and
work
with the rehearsal footage.
Exactly. They're only up to go, I guess, or down, but like give it some polish and geez, I'm excited about it.
The description I heard, I think this might have been Alexander herself describing the performance, was like a held breath for 3 minutes that is only exhaled at the very end. So,
because she's being choked.
Who's choking who? Huh? Yeah.
I feel like this might be like a 7-for-7 qualifier run here.
Every Balkan?
I mean, Greece, Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Albania, Serbia, Montenegro. I could see all of those getting through.
I think there's a path. However, I think there are a couple that are on the cusp. Serbia's closing the show, which is great, but it is a divisive song. Mm-hmm. It is not easy song to love. Not to say it's not good, but it's like it's not for everyone.
6-for-7 would be really good.
And then Bulgaria, they're opening the show.
I think she's going to be fine.
I think she's going to be fine. It seems like a lot of people are into it. I think Montenegro is slightly in trouble, if only because I don't feel like it has any momentum, or at least it doesn't seem to, which I find very strange. But it is Montenegro.
Pictures look great, though.
Yeah, is it because it's Montenegro?
I think it's because it's Montenegro. But again, I think a song can, a good, like we've seen this with Malta a few times, like it's a good song, and it just didn't go anywhere. In fact, they came last a couple times, and it's like, the song did not deserve to come last. And it's just a matter of who they are and who they have connections with. I think Montenegro is one of those countries that just, for whatever reason, it could get forgotten, even if it's a good song and everyone likes it.
I'll note Serbia is in their semi. Croatia also in their semi.
Yeah, generally so, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of voting, not just politically.
Yes, no, they vote for each other.
Fairly reliably.
Pretty reliably, yeah.
Yeah. And also they're linguistically.
They're both going to have help with that.
Yeah, linguistically, they're, you know, in a decent shot too. So, you know, one will recognize the other.
I'm just going to note super quick. There's currently a tie for 10th in the betting odds to make it out of semi one, and it's between Georgia and Estonia.
Get out of here. Estonia not qualifying.
Jumped up today. That was surprising.
Again, the photos and the footage of that first run through, you know, people are seeing it coalesce, and it has been improved since it came out with that that remix. However,
you can only polish a turd so much.
I just keep coming back to the idea that betting odds are really only showing what people are betting on. It's not fact. It's not a fact,
but it's a good indicator of sort of where people think things are going,
or who has money and putting things on things.
That is very true.
This isn't always true, obviously, but generally speaking, I would think that people who are placing bets on this sort of thing are reasonably well informed, and they have reasons for betting the way that they do. But you're right; it's just even still, when we're less than 2 weeks away and we have actual footage from inside the arena, photographs and that sort of thing, we don't know. We don't know yet. I don't think Estonia is going to qualify. I think there are qualifications that would surprise me more than Estonia.
Yeah.
San Marino, I'm looking at you.
Well, now that we know that Boy George is going to be present, like he's on stage, but
yep.
whatever we think about the song, people will recognize him. It's like, hey, I know him. And people vote for what's familiar, whether it's linguistically or a seasoned professional that they know.
It does feel like they're leaning pretty far into the gay for that presentation.
Because that always works out.
Looking at you, Ollie.
I was thinking Michael Ben David.
Sure.
Oh, I mean,
you know, disco sparkle and rainbow lights are apparently playing a pretty key part of that staging. So,
I mean, the thing is, you know, who else is going to be familiar to, especially to some seasoned jurors? Vanilla Ninja, for better or worse.
Yeah.
The only downside is Estonia can't vote for Estonia. They're not playing for Switzerland this time.
Yeah, fair enough. True. That's very true.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
All right. Let's look at the automatic qualifiers. Let's look at our.
I think they all make it.
Yeah, all right. That's easy. Perfect. And we're done.
Funny.
Except maybe Germany.
Yeah. Apologies to our German listeners. You know we love you.
It's not your fault unless you voted for it. Then it is literally your fault.
Literally your fault.
Yeah. So what are we asking here? Who's going to finish best among
those?
Yeah, so again, as a reminder, so Austria, France, Germany, Italy, UK.
I think it's France.
France.
I think it's France, but I think Italy is going to do better than people are expecting. Mm-hmm.
Outside shot that it's Italy.
I think Italy would do well with the jury and the grandparent vote, yeah.
If he can be charming on stage, I think he's...
Oh, he can.
I think it's top 10 potentially.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
A little surpriser? Yeah.
Yep.
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Like if it just has a charm or a kitsch factor or something and like the crowd gets really into it, that's where I think like this could surprise. This could, people could be throwing votes at this more than you would expect or even want, perhaps.
I mean, again, Sanremo is obviously a different beast than Eurovision. However, he won a jury vote. And he did pretty solidly on a public vote in this major international festival or major domestic festival.
Among Italians, to be fair.
Among Italians, yes. Like I said, it's a different beast. But in terms of, I mean, everybody watches Sanremo in terms of age groups.
So. Yeah, people are sleeping on Italy. Not to win, but just, I think, just...
To be a crowd pleaser.
Well. You've just kind of written it off.
Yeah, as a crowd pleaser. I don't know that it finishes ahead of France. Although it's hard to say... I mean, France is going to do well with the jury. I don't, the televote, there's got to be something super memorable about the the staging, the performance. You know, the one of the live performance videos she did, she had dancers, and I think that would honestly go a long way compared to
I expect she'll have
Slimane and singing the Big France and all these other things where it was just a single person on stage and it's just kind of static and something a little more just a little more movement, a little more gracefulness to go along with the vocal that she has. I mean, think about like Elena Nechayeva from Estonia.
Oh yeah,
like that was utterly spectacular. That came up in the random YouTube thing that we love to watch, and I can't believe that didn't finish higher than it did. It's so gorgeous, and like it had that movement in the form of the cool dress, basically. And so I think if Monroe has something, it doesn't have to be a weird, crazy crap dress, but like the dancers or just something.
I think
she's young.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is she is young. And so, Derek, you had mentioned
what to do.
Well,
Derek,
you had mentioned like the changing demographic of the juries, and you didn't know would that resonate with a quote, you know, the France leading a jury vote. But I think, you know, if the jury's getting younger and those younger jurors see someone who's 17 and they're like, man, I know what I was like, you know, 3 years ago, and she's doing that at 17. Holy hell, that's impressive, right? So that maybe in that sense, that doesn't necessarily change how the jury votes.
I think you still have to like the music. There was another thing that came out about that the instructions for the jury have changed slightly. There are like four criteria, and it's like the song itself, the composition or the performance, the composition, and then there's a fourth one that is not coming to me. And for many, many years, the performance has been the thing that they say this is the most important part to consider. That's no longer the case. Now it's the song.
Interesting.
So What does that mean in practice? I have no idea. But that's another potential factor with jurors.
I was just thinking about the song. Then if we're thinking about our auto qualifiers, I mean, okay, so UK, Italy, France, Austria.
Yeah.
Germany.
Oh, God.
What else is knocking down the door?
In terms of innovation?
UK. But I don't see them finishing above France.
It would take Monroe getting hit by lightning.
I know.
That's
part of the staging. Yeah. All right. Here's as long as we're on this subject, here's a question. Does the UK get more than zero televote points?
I hope so.
Yes. Yes. But not many more.
That's kind of where I'm at.
It's going to be niche. He's very, very niche.
He'll get six points from Bulgaria or something.
That's fine. That's
more Germany.
That's more televotes.
They know those words. It means 1, 2, 3.
And also, he's toured pretty decently through Germany and other like German speaking countries. Like he's actually, you know, I wouldn't say well known, but he's got a bit of a presence there. So if he's able to whip up the fan base that he already kind of has, and also people tune into Eurovision still for the weird, and this is weird.
It's another little weird.
It's a hate watcher's dream. This song.
I don't know. Ollie Alexander had a fan base and got nothing.
It was just too gay.
It was.
Even still, this is a gay show.
Yeah, not everyone that watches it is gay.
I don't know that I buy it was too gay.
It wasn't that it was gay. It was just that it was
sleazy.
It was a bit sleazy. And also the song itself, while it was cool, it had this kind of diminished kind of key to it that wasn't it. While it was cool, it didn't necessarily inflame the passions and inspire people to pick up the vote.
It just made them dizzy.
Yeah.
And horny.
Yeah, so they were distracted by other activities and they didn't vote.
The boxing gloves really threw it for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a vote in on your cell phone if you're wearing boxing gloves.
How do you type with boxing gloves on?
Just do it with your nose.
It's not a strong bet. So one quick point you made earlier that I just want to jump on real quick. You mentioned that Monroe needs to have dancers. I think in every performance we've seen with her, she's had dancers.
Yeah.
And she did good thing in the her music video, her perform, the video they filmed at Versailles, pre-parties, all of it. She's always had dances with her. they did a live recording. Dancers were there too for some reason. So it seems like they're kind of setting that up. If she's on stage alone, I think that'll hurt her, actually.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, her song is all about the sort of universality of love, that love is for everyone and everybody should experience love. So I think to have her standing alone on stage would be kind of missing the mark. You know, Maman was a very deeply personal and intimate song. Mon Amour was yes, it was about love, but it was very much pointed towards an individual person. And the staging was made so that it was very, very intimate like that. This is meant to be a call to arms. Mm. So to have
my arms specifically.
Yeah.
if I can devil's advocate for just a second.
Please.
No, I just thinking about like expressing that sort of thing on stage. Amar Pelos Deutsch, love enough for both of us. It's just him.
Well, yeah, because it was a plea. It was a one man pleading for his lover to come back to him. It was an absent love. Yeah.
I mean, that song didn't need anything.
Oh God, it didn't need
anything. Yeah, some of these things are just sort of, everything's an exception to the rule that we insist exists. I don't know. What else we got?
All right. So we've been talking about splitting hairs with jury and televote. Like, why don't we just dive into it? Who do we think is going to be our jury winner of the whole damn show?
I'm still at France.
I think it might be Finland, but I'm not convinced.
I mean, I think if it's Finland, we're going to Finland next year. I'm kind of leaning Denmark, maybe France, and then Finland third, I think a strong third.
The conversation changes as she's playing live.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
And if commentators somehow push the fact that she is playing live.
Hmm. I mean, kind of like I was saying before, that if she's playing live, she can make it clear that she's playing live. She can do she can do that all herself. Mm-hmm. I think, by the way, I think I figured out part of why I'm not quite there with Finland. And I think it's because I just have a difficult time with an act where this lady in the slinky dress and is seen as a sex symbol has the same first name as my mother.
I
don't know.
Yeah, that'll do it.
They're saying, oh, Linda looks so
ravishing.
That's my mommy.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
And then they're all like, oh, this one's my mommy. So anyway.
The fact that you said mommy, too, is very upsetting. Yeah, well. That's very Freudian indeed.
I am starting to come around on Finland a little bit. A little bit. This didn't land for me originally, but I'm starting to think more about like the flaming confessional view and thinking, okay, maybe this is going to do better than I think it will.
I feel, you know, longtime listeners know that I wasn't that high on Wasted Love last year, but I got it. I understood why it had an appeal. This one I like a bit more. I understand why it's appealing. It's certainly not my personal pick, but I get it.
I mean, there's always going to be songs like that in there.
Of course, yeah. And again, like us having our opinion isn't necessarily, you know, we're predicting today. We're not necessarily opining. That was last week.
Yeah, I don't think you're under any obligation to like Finland, nor are you obligated to like anything else, really.
True.
Especially Germany.
That's Sweden.
It's so weird that it's interesting that you said that for the juries, the priority is song. And if they actually hold to that, then I almost think it would be Denmark.
I mean, they're supposed to use all the criteria the same as always. It's just that the order in which the instruction is given is different.
But when you say the song, is it the composition of the song? Is it the marketability of the song? Is it the ability to create a global potential?
Yeah, I think I want to say that like the songwriting is, I mean, like record versus song of the year at the Grammys.
Okay, yeah.
Sort of a thing.
If you're looking at Sweden, for example, My Head, My Heart, My Body Parts maybe scores a little lower on the song.
Yeah,
piece.
Maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
That's never hurt Sweden before.
No, it's true.
Though I think it's such a strange thing. I'm going to go with France on this one only because it's such a phenomenal performance and I don't feel like the criteria is ever factored in before, at least for most jurors. And she is young. It's a fun song. If the staging's good, and France has good staging, sometimes it always doesn't always work, but I think she gets dancers and it looks great. I don't think it's going to dominate like we've seen in past years, but feel like it could still edge out a few others.
Any outside like surprise picks for jury winner that you'd put out there?
I don't know why Australia is number one in the odds for that.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't talked about Australia at all at today. All.
No, and I'm just throwing them out there because of that.
Well, what about Australia? What?
I mean, they will most likely do better with the juries than they do with the televote, which is kind of just how Australia be in this contest recently.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, yes.
I mean, she sings the hell out of it. The song is...
She's a pro.
She's a pro. She knows exactly how to emote at a camera. I could absolutely see a path to a jury win. However, it doesn't have the innovation factor for me.
Yeah, the song itself just isn't
It's exciting. Nice. It's pleasant yeah. plus, as we often say on the show.
Yeah, it's a good song. I mean, but like,
I don't know how much she can elevate the song just by sheer personality.
That's kind of the question, I feel like. Can she boost it to something bigger than it is?
Hmm.
And maybe she's a huge, huge star. As far as spoiler picks go, it has to make the final first, but Czechia could be there if the vocals are super on point. And I think at least in some cases, in like previews and stuff, not always the case.
There are questions as to whether.
There are some questions.
Have you heard him? Sorry, I'm just kind of curious. You've actually listened to him live or I haven't looked it up yet?
I have not.
Okay. I have not listened to him live either.
I haven't either. I'm just going off of things I've read. This is embarrassing. You know what? I'm going to listen to one right now.
Because I've also read that his preview show performances have been exquisite. So I'm just like, well, wait a second. Are there some that are bad and some that are good? Is he kind of oscillating? He did do a live performance video, but I know 100% they would never release a bad live performance.
Well, sure.
Yeah, those
officially. Yeah. But he was really good.
Concert. Here we go.
All right, time out.
Okay,
so he can pull it off.
He can.
Folks, after a brief break, we've determined that the internet is wrong and dumb. He can sing it live just fine.
Yep.
Thanks, internet.
I still think,
we never
though,
know that, with these things.
That this is still a questionable qualifier. Not because he's not talented, but because I'm not sure this song has enough of a hook to pull you back in.
And it's also Czechia, which I feel is always underrated.
Yeah.
Even
he, from what I understand of the notes, will not have any performers on stage with him that are shown. The only folks on stage with him are moving around set pieces and mirrors and shiny objects.
Okay.
I like those.
Which I understand will, you know, they're doing some camera work with those, but there won't be anyone else.
Okay.
I don't feel like he needs dancers, though.
No, no, no. I think just the song, again, it's an intimate, quiet, introspective song. So I think having reflections is probably the way to do that. Yeah. I want to also shout out another potential jury underdog, and that's Albania.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Vocal quality. I mean, it's in terms of consistency, we've heard him do this live. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a national final that he was flawless on. Hopefully there's some sort of a subtitling thing going on like Italy did last year and like they did for their national or for their music video.
I have seen online, as for whatever that's worth now, that he's going to have subtitles.
Okay, excellent.
Oh.
So in that case, do not count Albania out.
It's a good choice.
Watch, I'm saying this and I've just doomed him. Sorry, Elise.
You fool.
I'm a monster. What can I say?
All right.
Should we hop over to the other side of the coin and ask who we think is going to be the televote winner?
Let's do it.
Greece.
Israel.
I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, there is also that.
So
I understand where you're coming from on Israel. I don't feel like they're going for the same thing that they have for the last 2 years.
Well, they're not allowed to.
You know what I mean?
I feel like
there are not enough measures in place to prevent last year from happening again.
But I'm not saying I don't know what their online marketing campaign is like this year, if they're focused on that as much as they were last year. I'm just kind of surprised. The last 2 years, the song was very much tapping into that national identity, whereas this one is not. This is just a very straightforward love song.
Really not at all.
And I'm kind of wondering if they're just taking a step back from that for whatever reason. And because of that, this will get a good televote score, but not a jaw-dropping televote score like they've had. I wouldn't rule it out coming first, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like fourth or fifth or something in the televote. Like, still exceptionally good score, but not like running away with it. So,
I mean, I guess I also don't find the song as interesting. There are rehearsal photos.
It's got a big diamond on stage.
Yeah, there's big old diamond, the big chaos emerald back there. I don't know. I mean, I think you cannot discount or the possibility of them just storming the televote. Hmm. That being said, you know, a lot of the countries that that have dropped out, we're giving them 12 televote points. The Western European countries tend to we're the ones where that could happen more. The Eastern European countries where the like credit card business and stuff like that, the cost per vote is very, very different. They didn't do as well in those. So like just the geographical makeup of the contest is very different this year compared to last year. But
let's remove the possibility at this point. Let's talk about the rest of the songs without any sort of ideas of things being swayed and things other than the music.
We're being fairly objective, just kind of analyzing the situation here.
Yeah.
This is a criticism of any country or song.
I think Greece could,
Germany.
Greece could do it. I think Greece is definitely in the mix there.
Finland and Denmark too.
I think any three of those honestly could do it. I think it'll come down to the actual performance itself. I wouldn't be surprised if it was any of them, though I was kind of shocked to see Denmark was 10th in the odds to win the televote.
That's way too low. That is way too low.
Well, it's like Finland has been kind of near the top this whole time. And I'm like, okay, people are getting around to it, sure. But Denmark that low? Like you'd think they'd be top five at least.
What about Romania?
I could totally see Romania doing it, but...
Yeah, I'm so excited to see her staging.
Very, very excited to see that.
I'll see where she ends up in the running order.
Yeah, that's going to be
If that comes out and Romania is like 10 or 11 in the final, we're like, oh, this did really well. In Corpusano, where we that year, we said they got such a good spot, and it just was sort of a hint that was like, this is doing better than we thought.
Mm.
And this is a song where I think that could certainly happen.
Feels kind of like. Maybe this isn't a fair comparison, but I think of like Dark Side from Finland years ago, which came fourth in the televote that year, which was a lot higher than I was expecting even, which was kind of dark and edgy and rock song. And I feel like this could do just as well, even though the themes are a little off-putting. I don't think people who don't understand English or like rock music will really care.
When I think about, if you think about what are probably arguably the two rockiest songs in the contest between Romania and Serbia, I think would be the two rockiest songs. But they're both very different from each other. Like you think Romania has such a strong hook and a strong in, you know, it gets stuck in your head. It's got Serbia, not so much so.
Yeah.
There's something that feels much more accessible about Romania than Serbia.
Agreed. It has that sort of pop edge to it.
Yeah. But it's hard. Like you have that hard aspect, and it feels like a little not risque exactly. Although, I mean, she says choke me, but just a little edgier for, you know, something that your grandma's probably not going to vote for, but you're like, yeah, I love that.
All right. So this is the big question. Let's combine these two things. Who's going to win?
Oh, man. I think it's Denmark. I want it to be Denmark, and I'm trying to remove my personal feelings from this. However, I think it's got a good enough balance of jury and public appeal to potentially do really, really, really well. And I think the divide for other songs doing really well in jury or really well in televote, I don't see as many songs being as universally balanced between the two. You guys keep saying that you're expecting Finland to be more public friendly than jury friendly. I see the opposite. So I don't know, but I'm trying to suppress my personal feelings of it, but it's hard for me to see past Denmark.
I mean,
I'm being completely open about my feelings for the song. Y'all listened last week. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite, but
yeah,
it is clinically speaking, I think a really, really solid shot at it. Not the only shot, but I really, really think so.
Sam, what does the model say right now?
I believe the model is still saying Finland.
Is it still on Finland?
I believe. Let me check. Also on ESC Insight right now is the annual Eurovision Guidebook 2026, written
composed by
written and directed by Quentin
by mine truly. By my truly. Yeah. At this point, ESC Insights model is currently predicting Finland on top, France with the silver, Denmark with the bronze, Israel in fourth, Greece in fifth, close behind.
I could totally see that. Yeah, yeah. I've started to come around a little on the idea of Finland winning. I remember just thinking, like, I don't get this enough. I don't see it as a winner. But
maybe
I'm start. Yeah, I mean, I think Finland and Denmark are both going to have. I think they're both going to do well in both. And so it seems like it's most likely to be one of those. You know, one the countries that are going to do well in one and not the other. France. Israel here, I just don't think they have a path. That they have to be so overwhelmingly high in one to get that close. And when we have songs that are going to do very well in both, I don't think the path is there. I was looking at the Statmotron this afternoon.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna start spitting out numbers.
Dust that thing off.
Yeah, it's been a while. Generally speaking, since 2016, when we went to the voting the way that it currently is, you basically need 200 points in both. The only winners that didn't were Kalush. That was a whole other can of worms. And their jury was 192, so whatever. And JJ. JJ only had 178 televote. Only. But yeah, the threshold is about 450 to 500 points. You need... And you really can't do that unless you have 200 in both, and then you do even better in one or the other.
I could see Greece doing it.
I could see Greece doing it too. It's
not my pick,
what is the jury going to think of it?
That's my problem.
Yeah.
If we get to the end of the jury vote and Greece is like top three, then game on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're in top four. Yeah. They're in potentially. You know, if Greece gets 200 jury points, you know they're getting at least that many from the televote. You would think. We thought that about Barabatabastu. We thought it about, I don't know.
Ikome, yeah.
I think horniness just doesn't sell.
Barabatabastu was a very horny song. Yes.
Well, I'm talking about like Ikome and about
Milkshake
Man.
I mean, horny made it to the final for,
I don't know,
serving. I mean,
serving was also Malta, which has built in televote problems. But yeah, I don't know.
I think it's interesting what you say. I feel like, I think you're right. I think in my gut instinct is like France will do shockingly well with the jury and not well at all with the televote. I think that's going to be very disappointing. Same thing with Israel. I think they're going to do very well with the televote, not as well with the jury.
Jury getting younger only makes it worse. Too.
Yeah, I feel like I keep thinking about, you mentioned 200. I remember Cha 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 getting like 140 from the jury, which felt shockingly low considering. And then they had like one of the best televotes of all time, but there was no way they could overcome that gap.
Well,
I feel like unless the juries have changed so dramatically, I don't feel like Greece is going to get a good jury score. I think if they get like 140, 150, that's probably as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess. And that even if he absolutely crushes the televote, that might not be enough for him.
Yeah. With Cha-Cha-Cha, the problem is he was 200 points behind.
Yeah.
Lorraine's jury score was 340. It's the second highest jury score of all time. No, third. Third highest jury score of all time, behind The Code and Amar Pelestoyj.
I feel like
winners anyway.
Yeah, and I feel like Greece is in very much a similar position. Like, I think the televote's going to love it. I don't think the jury's going to go for it at all. I think I'm worried about Denmark's televote score just because I haven't seen a lot of momentum on that side of things. Even though you love it and you think it's artistically great, I can see the jury's really going for it. Maybe the televote isn't really as excited about it. We'll see. I mean, right now, everything's kind of pointing to Finland as being a jury and televote favorite, or at least high up there. But then again, so is Barabatabastu, and they kind of fell down on both of those counts. They did well, but I mean, considering they had like a more than 50% chance of winning the whole time, and then they came fourth. Like, that's the first time I've seen that ever.
I mean, you could argue Occidentali's karma.
Yeah, but they, ooh. I mean, as we got closer to the contest, it started to dip.
That's fair.
And It fluctuates, but I mean, I'm talking about like songs that go into the contest with a massive lead. Occidental is Karma Yes is one. They kind of faded out, but you look at like, well, I'm trying to think of other ones. Well, Tattoo was a clear, was a favorite. Toy was a favorite. ZZ Boney was a favorite. Like, it just seemed like there was no stopping that train. Who do I think is going to win this whole thing? I think we might actually be surprised again. Obviously didn't think Austria was going to do it last year.
What a nice feeling to not have inevitability.
Right? Yeah.
Keeps it interesting.
I hate it. I want to know who wins now.
I would like to see a few songs at the top of the jury with fairly close scores before we get to the televote. I think
that's a real possibility.
I'm kind of sick of the one song taking the whole thing, especially when we have a few really, really artistically meritorious songs this year.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, there's a saying that people were lamenting after last year that's like, the winner is just going to be the jury winner or Israel. And I'm starting to wonder, I don't know that that's going to be the case this year. I don't think Israel has a path anyway, but the jury winner, you know, if it's close between Finland and Denmark, then it's going to come down to, you know, which of those did better in the televote, or, you know, if Greece is up there or something. I don't know. It's tough. Hard to say.
So if we were to kind of expand our targeting, what would we predict would be just the top five in any particular order in general?
Man, the one the model had really kind of sounds pretty reasonable. You said Finland, Greece, Denmark, Israel.
It was at this point Finland, France, Denmark, Israel, Greece.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I can see one or two of those not being in the top five.
Yeah, I could possibly see Australia in the place of France.
Australia.
Yeah.
They need a good televote score for that.
I know. It's an outside shot, but again, this could be a running order question, you know?
I mean, I'm kind of in line with what the model said, not in that order necessarily, but swapping out Romania for Israel.
That'd be cool.
I could totally see Romania in the top five. They have that diaspora and it's a really good song. I thought there's an outside chance that Moldova could pop up in there.
Yeah, I haven't talked about them much.
It should be noted that the model, again, this is a rubric, a metric. We're not taking this as gospel. The model currently has Romania at 9th and Moldova at 11th. Romania with the higher televote score, Moldova also with a higher televote score, similar margins, about 20 points.
Who does the model have winning each vote?
The model currently has Finland winning the televote and France winning the jury vote. Okay. Second in the televote would hypothetically be Israel and jury with Australia.
Four different countries.
Yep.
Neato burrito.
Like third place would hypothetically be Denmark for the jury and Greece for the televote. So it's a very spread out.
It does point predictions. What does it say the winning score is?
420.
Oh, that is so low.
That is low.
Yeah, wow. With France at 358.
That's crazy low.
Yeah, at this point it has the top five songs each at 300 or above, and the sixth place song, Australia, at 292.
Wow,
that's
a very top heavy group. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it also should be noted that every song in 17th place or above is in triple digits.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, this is a model. It is a model.
I remember looking into what's the most number of 100 pointers that a contest has produced, and I think the answer is 20.
Oh, really?
2011, maybe?
Yes, I think it is because of how weird that year was.
Yeah, I mean, there were the number of countries that received 12 points that year was basically everybody except for Germany, the host nation, and like one other country didn't.
Which is crazy because their song was awesome.
It was so good.
Really, really awesome. As far as maybe other surprise top five finishers, I'll bang this drum again. Italy. I just a hunch. Oh, what if he wins?
I mean, he's not going to win, but I could totally see him doing well enough in both to go top five. they come like fifth.
People just like the guy.
Yeah. I think about No Degree of Separation coming 16th, and I'm like, it's got to do better than that.
Oh, yep. My heart still breaks for that one, though.
That was a brilliant song.
It was so gorgeous. And incidentally, one of the songwriters was the same on No Degree of Separation and Per Sempre Si.
Oh, well, he screwed them. okay.
It was a group effort.
Okay. Here's the real question, the most important question.
Mm.
Last in the final. I'll go first. Germany.
I'm going to throw this out there right now. I think Germany is probably going to get zero from the jury. I bet you they're going to get some televote points.
From whom?
I don't know.
Are there other parts of the German-speaking world?
People who like fire.
I don't think it's going to come. I don't think it's going to do that badly. I'm not saying I like it or it deserves it. I just don't feel like people are as hard on it as we are.
I could see Austria finishing last.
Yeah, sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't show up for a podcast recording. You know?
And this is what happens when you host the contest now.
Yeah.
You just don't get anything, and I don't think the juries are going to be high on it either. So
I would not be surprised if they get zero from the televote again.
As is tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could also see, really quick, I can see the UK coming last again.
That's what I was about to say too, which is, yeah. Oh God, which breaks my heart.
I really like the song.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, it'd be just the most recent in a long line of songs that didn't deserve to come in last at the final.
Yeah. What if Eins, Zwei, Drei is its points?
Oh no.
123 or just 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, one from the jury, 2 from the televote, meaning 3 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I mean, I could totally I'm see right. That.
I swear. I'm so sorry. Because
get that. I'll have that tweet in the chamber just in case.
Oh no.
I just want to put out in the model, they have Austria last. In second last, they have Belgium. And I'm like, hey, Belgium is going to qualify.
Hey, Belgium qualified. All right.
A positive note.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to really predict who is going to be last in the televote or last in the grand final without knowing who actually qualifies. Because if for some strange reason, some completely out of left field song does make it through, you know, your San Marinos, your Estonias, you know, out of the blue, you know, it's then you kind of have to reevaluate. Mm-hmm. At this point, I have, you know, who are we thinking about coming last place in the actual semifinals? You know, the ones that we...
San Marino.
And then Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan, yeah.
Azerbaijan and the other one.
Azerbaijan definitely, but so badly. Part of me's saying that Poland might not do as well as...
Yeah, that one, it's hard to picture the audience for Poland, unfortunately.
I think the juries could not push it through, but give it points. I think it's one of those things where it could do like, you know, 70 from the jury and 0 from the televote or something.
70 might be enough.
But or then I see the other number. Side. I, you know, with I
actually no, probably not.
Oh, but I think you need at least 100 in the jury and televote combination.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. If we're getting points from both, yeah, 70 is probably not enough. Never mind. In televote only, it very well could be, but that's not getting.
If we're talking about the final, who's coming last in the final, we had the last two times that we had a semifinal qualifier come last was San Marino and Norway. I never would have guessed either one of those would have come last.
Mm.
As much as San Marino was kind of a trashy commercial song, I didn't think it would do that badly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to ask this question since we're on the subject, and I know this is one of Ewan's favorites. Who's coming in second?
In the final?
Yeah.
Feels like a really good spot for France this year. Or maybe Denmark
or Greece
or Finland.
I was gonna say Finland actually.
Do you think that some of the support for Finland is a bit like this is gonna sound kind of weird, but like, you know how Return of the King won 11 Oscars movie podcast?
Yes.
and it was sort of awarding greatness over the last few years.
Yeah,
doesn't Finland just sort of feel due?
It's the Martin Scorsese Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Departed was a good movie. Let's be honest.
Fair.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying, is this a lifetime achievement award? And by lifetime, I mean the last 3 or 4 years for Finland.
I guess that's a question. Like, would the televote actually reflect something like that?
I don't think voters think like that.
No.
No.
Okay. I really don't know. It was a thought that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something, if we're talking about movies, yes, the Academy as a body of people, I definitely feel like they are like, oh, we have to give Denzel the reward for Training Day because we didn't give it to him for Malcolm X.
Okay, but that's one of the greatest performances of all time. I mean, I movie podcast. Look, but, I know,
in terms of like I don't think you can, like, it's such a massive number of people voting. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a significant percentage of Fair that enough. That's like they're due.
I mean, I know there are people that are still pissed that Cha-Cha-Cha didn't win. And they keep voting for Finland just because, like, yeah, like you, Derek.
I'm bad about that, yeah.
That are just continuing to vote for Finland because of that feeling of resentment about it. I mean, but you're right. I mean, we've got 100 million people voting or whatever. Maybe it's just not significant enough to move the needle.
That is also not factoring the fact that Ikome and this song are really good. I mean, there is an audience for it. It's not like they sent a terrible song the next year and completely fell off the boat.
Well, there was no rules.
Which was amazing in its own special way.
That was fun, but it came like, what, 23rd or something?
Oh, did it? Really? Wow.
Yeah, didn't do well at all.
I think it was that low.
19th.
Okay.
Oh, better than I thought. Still not great.
Yeah. 38 points was enough for 19th place.
Good for him.
Wonder what he's doing.
It's an interesting question, though. Do countries build up enough goodwill over the years to warrant a push? I think I wouldn't necessarily to win, but to like I feel like Portugal has a lot of goodwill. They've done some amazing things the last few years. Is that enough to help them this year? I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I don't think probably so. Not. It is not.
But I mean, well, it'll be put to the test with Portugal this year, I think, because I think generally speaking, the goodwill for Portugal is kind of through the roof at this, you know, this decade. But this song,
it's been a while since they sent something this niche and this traditional.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's a country who's got a goodwill momentum worked up, I think it's Serbia.
Really?
Yeah.
Serbia.
Musically,
qualifying some things that you don't necessarily expect.
See, I was going to say the same about Lithuania.
Sure.
That's another good one. Streak. Yeah. And I mean, I think Finland fits that category as well, but I mean, we'll see.
We shall see. All right. We may have further discussions over on our Patreon. And again, if you would like to follow us on Patreon, your monthly contributions do help us keep the lights on. You pay our server costs and things like that. And we really do appreciate it. We appreciate your comments. And folks who do follow us on Patreon also do get access to extra bonus content and early access to episodes like this one. Hi.
Hey. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can find us on all the social media outlets, 12pointsUSA on basically everything, or just email us directly, 12pointsofamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I am going to be flying out to Vienna in a couple of days' time. I think I'm going to be starting my my time shifter regimen to get my brain in the right time zone, which I think is 7 hours off from normal. So
sounds right.
Yeah. I'm hitting the ground running.
Jumping out of that plane running.
Oh, yeah.
When next you hear from us, Sam will be on the other side of the ocean and
craziness.
We'll have more information, much more information than we have now.
We'll have a lot of shows next week for sure.
We'll have the hottest of takes.
Yes. As long as we can find a time during the day where everybody is awake at the same time.
The steamiest of tea. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
All right.
Might have to do a Sunday morning.
After the show?
This Sunday.
Aha. We'll make it happen. Anyway, until the next episode, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Liz.
And America.
Stop.
Stop.
Liz listening now.
Right now.